This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. Our listener, Zeke Cullen, also lives in the Bayview neighborhood, and there's something about one of the street names that bothers him. He notices that they're alphabetical.
Except for one that's skipped, where the letter street beginning with the letter O should be.
Where's that O Street? Zeke posed that puzzle to our Hey Area project, where you get to ask the questions and we assign a reporter. In this case, it's KALW's Stephen Short. Let's see if he found a satisfactory answer.
Meet Zeke Cullen.
I've been listening to KALW for 8 years. I work at the Exploratorium, and I like maps.
As a fan of maps, he knows the avenues and streets in his neighborhood.
The avenues which run east to west are LaSalle, McKinnon, Newcomb, Oakdale, Palou.
But the streets, in the other direction, don't have that O designation.
Lane, Mendel, Newhall, Phelps, Quint, and Rankin.
Zeke's question has taken me to the other side of San Francisco from the Bayview, to one of the numbered streets in the Inner Richmond, where I've arranged to meet John Freeman at his house.
My name is John Freeman. I'm a native San Franciscan, and I am a historian of San Francisco.
His particular interest in the history of San Francisco is the period of Reconstruction following the earthquake and fire of 1906. Freeman is the author of an article for the online Encyclopedia of San Francisco titled Street Naming Controversy, 1909. There was no master plan to early San Francisco, so the name of a street could change to something totally different in the next block for no apparent reason. And there was duplication. The Board of Supervisors saw the post-earthquake rebuilding phase as a unique opportunity to straighten out this mess, or at least some of it.
You have a new expanding city. We're now moving out to the margins. How are you going to address the question where you have duplications of streets?
The commission could also take advantage of the fact that not many people lived in the area now known as the Bayview. But while not many people lived there, they did work there.
That was where the slaughterhouses were. It was the least desirable part of town.
All of which brings us back to the question at hand.
Whatever happened to O? I went back to the maps. There's nothing in the city directory that even talks about this portion of the city.
Freeman did find an O Street South in that part of town on a map from 1872, but it wasn't there for long.
By 1876 Humphrey maps, we've got no O Street South at all. It simply had disappeared. Where did it go? Why did it happen?
Hey, it's my job to ask the questions. So, John, where did it go? Why did it happen?
My conclusion is that it just was left out accidentally.
And consider this. It was probably never there. Basically, the maps showed grids of streets that only existed on those maps. And it's not just Bayview. According to the city surveyor's office, the same thing is happening right now on Treasure Island. Freeman says the city directories dealt with streets on the ground, those actually in place. So he's convinced there were no streets graded in the Bayview at the time of the renaming project. Those streets were just conceptual.
This is way out in the margins of the city, and it did not have a well-developed infrastructure that had more stockyards and rooming houses. So nobody was paying attention to that kind of thing.
That sounds possible, but it also sounds unlikely, since the head of the Street Renaming Commission was Charles Murdoch, a member of the Board of Supervisors, whose trade was quality printing.
So he was very conscious of the letters of the alphabet, that's for sure.
Murdoch, this man whose work dealt with proper spelling, thought it was lazy to just use a number or a letter without a name to designate a street. Yet he was lazy enough to not even put an O in this district as a placeholder?
Well, he's taking what he was given. He was given an 1876 map that had taken the O out anyway, and he wasn't going to get creative and say, oh, you know what, we need to have another meeting and let's put an O in there. That wasn't where he was going.
Where he was going was giving the streets of San Francisco some cohesion.
It's not like a lot of little villages that it had been prior to the earthquake. It's now becoming a more integrated city, and so you have to have a smart system to address that.
Chairman Murdoch himself wrote that the job of the renaming commission was to correct only the most confusing of the street names, quote, leaving undisturbed much that is to be regretted but can be endured. It's regrettable that O Street was overlooked, but it wasn't as if the cattle being led to slaughter at the time were expecting any mail. And mail delivery was another major reason for these corrections.
The second part of that was it was driving the post office crazy.
An estimated 500 letters a day were mishandled because of street name confusion. I consulted my copy of the definitive Thomas Brothers map book to get back to Zeke Cullen's place, where I gave him the news. So there, O Street wasn't important enough to be noticed. What do you think of that?
That's, you're right, it's a very unsatisfying answer. I mean, there was a whole 1909 street naming process that went through. And it was a lot of back and forth between a lot of people. The pastor from the All Hallows Church was mad about somebody's name being left out or not enough Irish names. So there was definitely a lot of debate about it.
Unsatisfying or not, that appears to be the case. But I have another disappointment for Zeke. I show him my Thomas Brothers maps and ask him to find not the missing O Street, but the street where he lives.
It runs east-west, so it's an avenue, and it would be LaSalle. And they have it here with nope. It's not here.
So your street's still, now the whole baby
of Thomas
doesn't.
Guide? The street I'm actually living on, my address is not in the Thomas Guide. Huh. Well, we'll have to have a word with these folks. What do they know about making maps anyway, the Thomas Brothers?
Harump, I say. Somewhere in the still uncharted Bayview, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.